Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus, skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het gister in 'n uitspraak bevestig dat dit die jurisdiksie het om die regsgedinge teen die Nasionale Gesondheidsversekeringswet aan te hoor en dat die wet op hersiening geneem kan word. Die uitspraak volg nadat 2 aansoeke teen die omstrede wet aangehoor is, een van die Raad van Gesondheidsfinansierders en die ander van die Suid-Afrikaanse Forum vir Private Praktisyns. Die hof het ook beveel dat president Cyril Ramaphosa die rekord van sy besluitneming om die wet net voor die verkiesing te teken aan die partye te verskaf. Op die lyn is Dr. Katlego Mtudi, hy is die hoof van die Raad op Gesondheidsfinansierders en dit is die instansie wat grootliks mediese fondse verteenwoordig. Katlego, thank you so much for your time tonight. There are several legal challenges against the NHI Act, challenges to take it on to review and also question marks regarding its constitutionality. The High Court has now confirmed that it has jurisdiction to hear the cases, but can you just briefly explain what this means and where we are now in this whole legal process related to the NHI?
Indeed, the National Health Insurance Act has garnered a lot of interest, and simply because healthcare is everybody's business. There are, I think, about 5 challenges to the Act at the moment. And ours, alongside that of the SAPPF, was the first to find audience in the court. Our legal approach was to contest that the president did not apply his mind as required by the Constitution before he signed the Act into law. So we petitioned the High Court to first make it an obligation on the president to provide the records of his considerations and use that to judge whether he fulfilled his constitutional responsibility of making sure that any law that is brought to his desk can actually pass constitutional muster before he signed it into law. And we believe that there was a lot of other things that were happening, not the least the political motivation, because this was just before the elections. Now, what was supposed to happen, Rick, after we submitted our founding affidavits with these allegations, or at least assertions from our side, the lawyers from the presidency and the Minister of Health, whom we had cited as a second respondent, should have responded with their arguments. But they rather decided to approach the court to say, we went to the wrong court. We think it was a delaying tactic. And that, unfortunately, was what said about 2 months ago for the court to consider whether the High Court is the right court. And then alongside that, they were also making assertions that the president, in the execution of his task, cannot be questioned on the process, and we have no right to examine his thinking through the records. Now, what the court ruling is saying is that, firstly, they agree with us that we filed at the right court, which is the High Court. And secondly, the president should be held accountable, and we do have a right to see his records.
What exactly is that record of decision? What information would be contained in that?
What we are aware of is that prior to him signing off, ourselves and many other organizations actually wrote to him to advise him that there were many challenges with the new law, or at the time, still a bill. We were citing potential constitutional problems, potentially that access would actually be reduced to healthcare services. And a lot of organizations wrote to them. We believe that with that input, it made sense for him to at least verify. Now, he seemingly ignored all that. And there must be other input that he received that maybe gave a better argument. And that's what we think the record should reflect, to show that he actually did apply his mind.
As the president and the Minister of Health, who are respondents in this case, have they indicated that they will appeal this ruling?
We haven't heard anything other than from reports after the court ruling was released that they're still studying it at the moment. So we have no idea whether they will appeal it. or whether they will comply. But what is expected if they do not appeal it? The two immediate things that should happen is that within the 10 days, the president must furnish us with those records, and they would also then have to submit affidavits in response to our founding affidavit.
The NHI is a very controversial piece of legislation, and you know, there is now a court process ongoing. Hopefully this was a very important step forward to accelerate the legal process, but every single piece of new legislation seems to end in the courts. So in your optimistic view, how long do you think it will take, or could it take, for South Africa to get a final answer? Is the NHI constitutional, and will it be implemented in its current form?
So even if there was no court case, the Department of Health have been saying that in their view, to implement this law would take a number of years, probably more than a decade. So even the process towards implementation would actually take very long, because there are many structures that need to be set. The issue of funding hasn't been considered, etc. But with the court cases, it also depends on how cooperative all the players are. You just mentioned now the likelihood of an appeal. When you appeal, there are several stages, and that in itself adds several months to the process with each court. You've got the Supreme Court of Appeal and then the Constitutional Court. And we've seen in other cases that cases can stay in court for years if they really don't want to tackle the merits of the case. But we hope sense will prevail and that we prioritize the healthcare of our country, because the more time we spend in the courts, the more we delay the implementation of the much needed overhaul of the system.
As you've said, it's critical for South Africa, and many lawyers and advocates are involved. I saw an article today that the Minister of Health had not fewer than 12 advocates representing the department, and virtually all of the other parties had 3 advocates, a normal approach. What do you think of the 12 advocates sitting in a corner of the Minister of Health?
Yeah, well, it might mean that the case is very difficult, but obviously we'd rather have money being spent on healthcare, money that we really don't have. I think almost on a daily basis, you hear of horror stories of the lack that we have, whether you're talking about infrastructure. There are reports of hospitals that don't have enough food. You've got doctors and nurses and pharmacists that are sitting at home, newly qualified. While we say we need them, we can't afford to pay them. So I would have preferred a situation where the little money that we have is actually spent on healthcare rather than fighting in the courts.
Katlego, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dr. Katlego Motudi. Hy is die besturende direkteur van die Raad op Gesondheidsfinansierders.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.